It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community.
Aubrey, we're not streaming video today, are we?
No.
One day you had the little whatever it was in here.
The
reason I asked is because you'll have to tell our listeners if we're not streaming. You can tell by looking at me that I am pumped up.
Yeah, you're psyched.
And here's the deal.
This is like my
favorite interview
ever.
And I haven't even done it yet.
No, you haven't even started.
I haven't started, and it's already my favorite interview. And the reason is, you know, they say there's no cheering in the press box, but David covered the state volleyball tournament. I was sitting in my living room.
Oh, okay. You can cheer there.
So I'm so happy. Our guest today is Jamie McDougall, the Iola volleyball coach. The Lady Bulldogs won the Class 2A state championship a couple of weeks ago. Finished a 43-1 season, and I think the one match is the one that she let me coach. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly if that's what it is, but a really special person and one that we just love to pieces at the sports department. Coach McDougall, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, congratulations. There's like a bunch of things we want to talk to you about. Winning state. We gave you a couple of weeks to let it sink in because everybody always says, well, it hasn't sunk in yet. And I've had high school football coaches tell me that when they win a state championship in December, it doesn't sink in until sometime the next spring. So I don't know where you stand in that process. But congratulations. Your program has been so good for so long, Jamie. And I've written about it. I've talked to you about it. I mean, you guys had done everything except win that last match of the season. And you guys did it this year. There's a lot of things to ask. But first of all, just tell us, you know, I remember talking to you last year before you guys went to state, when you had a team that you know, was highly regarded, and you admitted, even though you're really a low-key person and you never make it about yourself, you admitted that the trips to state had been difficult, having not won. Well, you guys did it in style this year, and I'm wondering for you, for the program, for the school, for everybody, what does that mean? What have the last few weeks been like? Because until next August or whatever, when you guys start up, well, actually until next November, you're going to be the defending state champions. But I know you guys work hard in the off season, but can you just tell us? I can't imagine what it feels like. You guys have been so good and so close so many times, and to get it done, tell us what that felt like.
It's awesome. I've tried so many times, but these girls particularly have worked really hard, and they've been there before and couldn't get it accomplished, and to get it accomplished was just amazing.
I don't know if it's fair, Jamie. You know how we view some programs. I could make unless you knew me and knew my background real well, I don't know if you would understand how much of a compliment this is. But in some ways, I think of how sustained your success was and how good you guys had been over the years, and it makes me think about all the years that I covered Aggie baseball when Mark Johnson was the coach here with Aggie baseball, and they were ranked number one in the nation. They won so many games. They won championships. They won conference championships, regionals, went to Omaha a couple of times. It never worked out when they went to Omaha, but can you tell me how much do you just feel a burden lifted or pressure lifted? Because it's just weird how we look at sports these days. You guys won so much and did so good, but now to have that last piece of the puzzle. Is it relief? Is it joy? What is it? How could you explain it to us?
Well, I mean, for each set of girls that goes, it's so different. And I'm so excited for this set of girls because they have worked so hard. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, nobody would have taken these girls to win anything, district, you know, much less get to where they got. And they worked so hard. And in the past, you know, when after we won, we were the first ones to say every girl that's ever played volleyball in Iola and won and gone to state and not won has, you know, set the bar really high. And so these girls just work really, really hard to, you know, uphold our program and their tradition and everything. And I'm so proud for these girls that they could get it done.
When you think about the kids, we're visiting with Jamie McDougal, the Iola volleyball coach, whose team won state this year. When you think about the kids, Jamie, I remember some really terrific players that you had that I got to cover over the years, some of the kids we saw at state. I think it might be a little bit because her brother ended up working with us here at the sports department for quite a while, but Kelsey Broughton, because of what a great libero she was, really one of my favorites as I remember covering. But you've had so many. I mean, last year Amanda Gooch finished up, and I think Amanda was on the varsity since she was in the second grade, so I felt like I got to know her, and she was on the All Brazos Valley team, I think, ever since the fourth grade. So, but you've had some really special kids. Tell us about this, not me, tell the listeners about this, because this group of kids wasn't expected, and we can talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about the foundation of the program. These kids were little bitty and just coming up through your feeder program when some of those other kids were helping make Iola a really good, you know, consistently good volleyball team. But I mentioned Kelsey Broughton. There's a bunch of those kids. Mm-hmm. You had to think about those kind of kids, and you know how much they wanted it and how much Iola volleyball meant to them then and means to them now. I would imagine you've probably heard from a bunch of them since the championship. I don't know if any of them got to actually come and watch you guys play. But talk about that part of it, the kids that really did help you establish the program and build a foundation. You have to be thrilled for them, too.
Oh, yes. One of the coolest things ever to me is when we go through the playoffs and get to a state tournament to look in the crowd and see how many ex-players were there. But there were so many. And they're still, all the ones in the past are still so supportive of our program. And I mean, from time to time we call them into practice and they are, you know, always there to help out when we need them. And when you called Amanda in this year, and Amanda gave team talks to people and she practiced with us sometimes, but you know, I tell the kids, if we could cut the trophy up in little pieces, there's so many people that we could give a piece to. I mean, so many ex-players and ex-coaches that had a hand in getting our trophy this year.
Well, let's talk about this team. I mentioned 2A state champs beat Winthorst, and there couldn't be a better team to beat than Winthorst in the state championship with some of the pain that they've dealt out to people. But you guys won 25-15, 25-23, 23-25, and then 25-19. So you won in four games. As I said, finished 43-1. But the interesting thing about this team, obviously it's carved out a place in history by winning a state championship, but this team wasn't expected to do as much as a lot of your teams. You had lost Amanda Gooch, who signed with Sam Houston State. You lost another key player when you had to get a new setter. This group of players, people knew that Iola's always going to play good volleyball, but the expectations were not there. And you've told us on the radio before that these kids, through their work and through their offseason and what they did, just kind of made it happen. But I would think it would make it even more special because this team wasn't supposed to win.
No. We spent the spring league juggling people at positions trying to figure out where to put everybody. And then in summer league, we started summer league in Bryan. And I remember our first outing was horrible, and they had bad attitudes because things were not going our way. And I can't coach summer league, so I could just sit by and watch. But one day I brought them into the gym and just gave them a lecture. I mean, you know, if we're going to win, you have to go to work. We can't live on what happened last year and what happened the year before. We're just going to have to go to work. And you know, if you trust me, I promise we'll be good. But you're going to have to stop right now and just go to work. And I think that day they realized, you know, and they started working. And I, from August the 1st when we started two-a-days till the state tournament, perfect attendance at practice. They never missed practice. They all came to summer workouts. And they just decided to go to work, and it paid off.
In the style, you know, I joke sometimes about this. We have the little intro thing when we come into the high school report where they're chanting defense. But I do find it interesting that you guys won the 2A state championship and Leon won the 3A state championship. And it's two programs that traditionally – are built on defense, and every once in a while you'll have a big time hitter. Amanda certainly was that for you guys, but in general, what you guys do is you're scrappy, you play good defense, you play the right way, and because you play the right way, you might have a girl who's 5'9", or 5'8", or 5'7", who can still be an attacker because you do things the right way. But it's got to. I don't know if that just seems to work. Maybe the schools in 6A and 5A have to have a 6-foot basher or a couple of them. But you guys, that's just what y'all have done. And it's, I think this year probably, especially with Amanda moving on to college, I know you had kids who were hitters, but this might be even a better example of how y'all played just the right way, played defense and just kind of fought and won points in games and matches.
We just kind of, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's like we had a lot of improving to do, but we just kept playing and squeaking by and winning. And we just, you know, we had 8 girls on varsity, and we just took the strengths of the 8 girls and played to their strengths. And sometimes it was back row attacking, you know, sometimes it was just kind of tipping and jetting. But we did have some girls that could hit the ball, and we just had to work on where we placed it and be smart about things, because we're not the biggest, most dominant team you're going to come by.
Our guest today has been Iola volleyball coach Jamie McDougal, coming off state championship. Jamie, the last thing is, you know how the media is. They're always going to put pressure on you. You know, you win state and people just expect more and more. You have a pretty good number of kids that will be coming back next year, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the roster right here in front of me, but tell me, you've built this program. You mentioned the spring and then the summer leagues and those kind of things, and you guys have worked and really been committed to volleyball. What does anything change now? I mean, you guys got a big trophy somewhere in the school. I hope they let you take it to your house for a couple of days and just take some pictures or something. But you guys got the big trophy in the school somewhere. Did things change, or is Iola volleyball going to just keep plugging along the way you have? What happens now that you guys have reached the top of the mountain?
Oh, we're celebrating. Don't get me wrong, but we took a few days to celebrate and watch, you know, video. But for instance, yesterday, I have off season now that I don't coach basketball. And yesterday, we had a full workout in the weight room, and today we had a full workout at the track. But while we're celebrating, we're getting busy. Getting ready for next year.
I need to get you, Jamie, to come in and talk to Aubrey about the radio show and see if we can get him working out a little bit on the off season. So
there is an off season, Hillary.
Jamie, congratulations. As I said, I don't know if the listeners out there who don't know you and your program, they're just going to have to take my word for it. But this is really a special thing, and it's something that I know the folks that know you and know what you guys have done with your program are just really overjoyed at this. And we just want to congratulate you, and you can put them in the weight room and get them out on the track and work them, but enjoy it, because if anybody deserves
will.
A state championship, you do, and we just wanted to tell you thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Aubrey, she's one of my favorites. You in high school sports, you know, when you see teams get so close, it hurts. You see those kids, you see those seniors, they come in the interview room and the tears are flowing. You feel for them, and so I'm just really happy for them. And they won, our friend Jason Evans over at Leon won, so couple of state championships. So I just thought I'd throw some volleyball in at you right when you were expecting football.
Yeah, there you go. That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.